Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
MSW Media.
Friends, the episode of the podcast you're about to hear was recorded live last week at the Stand Comedy Club in New York City. Just a tremendous amount of fun with a bunch of great comedians. Now, I gotta tell you, putting on these live shows is not easy. It takes a village, as they say, and couldn't do it without partners. And first and foremost on this one, our friends at Cuervo, who sponsored the show. The best way to shoot your shot is with Cuervo, the world's number one selling tequila, and its newest 100% agave expression, Cristalino. Cuervo Cristalino is a reposado matured in American white oak and blended with a delicate amount of Tradicional Añejo and Reserva de la Familia Extra Añejo for added complexity. The blend of these award-winning aged tequilas is then filtered for crystal clarity and ultimate smoothness while delivering the perfect tequila edge to kick off your most electric nights, like the one we had at the Stand. We did a round of shots, the whole crowd, everybody loved it. Cuervo, Cristalino, try some for yourself. Also, you know, I had a hotel partner on this one, put me up while I was there. The Motto by Hilton, New York City in Chelsea. It's, everybody knows Chelsea, it's a thriving neighborhood. Showcases a 24/7 concept with gradient custom headboards going from light blue to dark blue. It's really cool. Like, I love that part. When I went into my room, good sized room, a lot of energy going on at that hotel. It's a lifestyle brand, you know? And if you're leading my lifestyle, then you want to stay there. What's my lifestyle? I don't know. Fun. It's walking distance from the galleries, Madison Square Park, Flatiron Building, The Stand, obviously. I walk down there. Motto by Hilton caters to travelers looking for value and a one-of-kind experiences by bringing together the best elements of a lifestyle hotel, centrally located urban locations, modern design, the best neighborhood food and beverage, and a local vibe. It's a great hotel. And if you're going to New York, I recommend you stay there. And now, on to the show.
You guys ready to get this show started or what? Yeah! All right, please welcome a special guest, give it up for Mike Freeman.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing? Good? There's everybody ready to drink, right? Isn't that what the fuck we're here for? No? You're looking at me like an accident or something. Like you're like seeing something that you've never seen before. That's a great laugh right there. I gotta take you around, man. That's great. Oh, your husband? You're married? You're not. I wonder why. Holy shit. That laugh's like kind of like either people love it or they're like, what the fuck is happening over here? We gotta figure this out. It's nice. It's a very beautiful laugh. My sister has a laugh just like it. I haven't talked to her in months. It's crazy. It's crazy. I used to teach high school, so I probably taught you guys, man, I'm an old man. I used to teach high school students, believe it or not. I know it's scary. I didn't teach them biology, but I was a high school teacher. I was actually a high school Latin teacher, and I went to an all-boys high school, but I taught girls, and I always had a tough time teaching girls because they were very sensitive. And I didn't know how to deal with the tears. Like, I had a girl come up to me one day after class, and she's hysterically crying. She's like, Mr. Freeman, Andrew just told me that I have small breasts. And I didn't know what to say to her. I'm like, are you kidding me? Your tits are huge. Anyway, you guys ready for the show? Did you get your shots yet? You're going to get your... They're coming. Wow, look at her, dude. You're ready to jump on stage. You could grab that. It's there. One more time. You guys ready for the show? This guy coming to the stage. It's his show, What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him for years. Super talented guy. We got some super talented comics coming up. You guys are going to love it. You're going to get your shot. Everybody's going to get their shot, and you're going to drink, and you're going to have a good time. Thanks so much. Here we go. Let's start the show.
Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
You talking to me?
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
You talking to me?
Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm G-Love, and I'm hanging out with my man Dan Dunn on What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn. And what we're drinking right now is some tequila. We're going to get it done.
Well, pour yourself a glass, sit for a spill. It's time to have some fun. Let's do a little thinking, some picking and a drinking. But this is what we're drinking with Dan Dunn.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dan Dunn. Oh, that's you.
Hey. Hi. I'm Dan Dunn. Welcome to the show. This is my my good friend Justin Silver. He's my emotional support comedian. Hi, I bring everybody. Him up with me. Thanks for coming out, everybody. You all look great.
Yeah.
Most of you. We're having some tequila this evening. Yes. Give it up for our friends at Cuervo. We're having the Cristalino tequila tonight. And so everybody knows how that works is... they age it, and then it gets some color in it, and then they take the color out of it like a miracle, and it looks clear, but it tastes like old tequila. Well, not old tequila. I mean, like, aged tequila, yeah. So does everybody have shots yet? We have these? Justin, let's talk for a couple minutes.
Come up and do more time, Mike?
Once we get the shots, Mike, want to come do 5 more minutes? Once we get these shots, we're going to do them. But we have a great show coming up. We've got Corinne Fisher is going to be on the show, yeah. Ryan Long. Colin Terrell. Joe DeRosa is probably going to hop up. I can't get rid of this guy. He's like herpes with me. Once you get him, you can't get rid of him. Joe's been on every show that we've ever done here at The Stand. And then this one, he said, I can't do it because I'm going to Pittsburgh to do a show and I can't make it. And then his apartment got robbed.
No shit?
Yeah, no kidding. For true. Sorry, can I tell that story? Hey, who cares? He's not here. So Joe's apartment got robbed, and he couldn't go to Pittsburgh, and so now he's here. So
he's here getting wasted?
So he's going to be hideously drunk when we come up. So Justin, are you you're not drinking tonight because you're driving later, right? Uber?
I'm on medication, Dan.
Okay, so Justin's not going to be drinking, but...
you're not going to ask me what the medication is?
What is
you're
it?
Just going to leave that hanging?
Go ahead.
I mean, you want it in alphabetical order, or how do you want it?
Tell me.
No, I'm just, I'm not drinking. I'm driving later.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
I'm being responsible.
But you like tequila. I've had a lot of tequila
is my
you.
Drink when I am drinking.
Do you feel like there's a difference between spirits? Like, people often talk like, oh, if I drink tequila, I get crazy.
Yeah, sugar content.
You don't think there's a difference between the buzz that you get from different spirits? Like gin versus vodka versus tequila.
I personally don't, but I know how I feel the next day based on like how sugary something is. That would be my go-to thing, right? I think that's.
But if you drink it neat, there's no sugar.
If I drink wine neat, there's sugar.
Okay. You want to fight? Hey, sorry, Jesus Christ! I didn't realize.
I feel like that would be common. Am I wrong about this? I'm right about this.
This is Justin not drinking. He's very aggro. Look
I'm
at
not
him.
Aggro. Yeah. I feel like that was just sort of common
crap.
Knowledge.
Why are there so many hot chicks in here for your show, Dan?
I don't know. You, I guess.
Buddy. No, it's definitely
not. Do you
want to
get up
me.
And flex? You want to do a little flexing
no,
for
I
us?
Do not. No. I mean, I do, but I don't, but you know what I mean.
All right, so does everybody have the shots? It looks like. Close. Who doesn't
have
shots? They're
at the tables. They're waiting for them.
I don't have a Can I get a shot? Can I get one up here at some point? Because I got to.
You have a whole bottle of it, buddy.
Well, I could just do that.
Yeah.
They love when you drink right out of the bottle. So, Justin.
Yes.
What were you talking about? Mexico.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
If you've traveled to Mexico, because this stuff is from Mexico.
It is.
Was that the smooth transition that you wanted?
Does everybody know that tequila is made in Mexico, right? We all know that. So the first time I ever went to Mexico, I went to a place called Nogales. Has anybody ever heard of Nogales? It's a border town south of Tucson, Arizona. So this is 25 years ago I went there, and I was like, oh, this is so charming. It's like this great little Mexican border town.
You're old like the tequila.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And yeah, okay. And I was like, oh, this is great. You go down here and you just have fun. And you can buy drugs cheap, not like medical drugs, you know, like in the pharmacy. And
they sell coke in the fucking pharmacies.
I learned a lot down there. I would not recommend anybody goes to Nogales now unless you want your head on a spike, right? It's changed a little. The cartel has taken over Nogales, but back then it was fun and quaint. So I'm in this little curio shop, and I'm looking
Wait,
at stuff.
Wait, what's that word?
Like curios, like collectibles, things you buy.
Oh, tchotchkes. That's what the Jews
yeah, whatever.
Say. We call them tchotchkes.
Well, Well, I'm not Jewish. But so I go, and I go to get... I'm looking at this. They have this display case. I'm like, what is this? So it was these frogs playing musical instruments, right? Has anybody seen these where they have, like, animals... But these didn't look like any frogs playing musical instruments I've ever seen before. And as I'm looking at them, this guy, the guy that owns the shop, comes up behind me and he whispers in my ear, he goes, is there real frog, man? And I said, what? And he says, real frogs. I said, those are real frogs. Yeah, I go, so you or whoever you got these from killed these frogs. I'm assuming you gutted them. And then you took their poor little dead frog bodies, nailed them. They were nailed to a piece of wood. Nailed their little, what are they called? Paws? What do frogs have? Whatever. Feet. Frog feet. And then contorted their bodies to make them look like they're playing musical instruments. And then shellacked them. They're shellacked. So they would stay this way forever. And the guy's like, see. And I went, I'll take the one with the conga. Yeah. True
that's
story.
That's the thing in your house?
That's the thing in your house. You've seen this. I actually have.
What an insensitive story to tell while Mike's going through a fucking turtle situation right now. You know, Mike, wait, can I tell you, I lived in Mexico on an art program when I was 15. Did you know that?
Wait, on a what program?
Like an art program. I went to like a, I did, instead of going to like
art?
Listen, I'll make it manly in a second.
Okay.
Instead of going to like juvie, I went to this like boarding school where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when like, you know, when rich Jews are fuck ups, we just do this instead. You know what I'm saying? So I went to this like therapeutic boarding school to like straighten me out, but I was good at art. So they sent me on this art program. So we went to Mexico for like 9 months. And one day they took us to this mummy museum, right? And you go in and it's like, it's all these mummies. And you're thinking
mummies.
Like, mummies.
Like dead mummies.
I'm getting to this, yes. So you're thinking like, what kind of mummy? Are these like the Mayans or these like... That's not what it was. There's this one part of the ocean where there's so much salt, they dug up a fucking graveyard and dumped the bodies in the graveyard. And then this one place was like, wait, there's these bodies here. Let's just dry them out and put them in a fucking museum. And that was the museum. It was just a bunch of dead people in this museum.
That sounds
there was
traumatic.
No significance to these people, by the way. Just like someone's like, you know, oh, there's my grandpa in the, like behind glass. It's lawless over there.
So I guess what we're doing is saying you should all go to Mexico. A lot of fun down there. All right, I guess I don't have a shot. We're just going to do it. I'm going to lead you guys with this Cuervo Cristalino through a traditional Mexican toast. Here we go. On this day.
To the frogs.
May the fourth be with you. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the good stuff. Is Corinne Fisher here by any chance? Is Corinne around? Oh, here she comes.
Oh, hey, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the wildly popular podcast, Guys, We Fucked, Without a Country, the lovely, the talented Corinne Fisher. Hi.
Hi, Corinne. You look
Hi,
nice.
Hi, Corinne.
Hello. Hi, Corinne.
Give it up for Corinne, everybody. Come on, louder.
Hi, Corinne.
She's got self-esteem issues. Come on.
It was fun listening to you guys be like, why are all these hot girls here? And I'm like, for me, obviously.
Yes, yes.
I know that that's
fucking dorks.
So, Corinne, you have a show called Guys We Fucked.
I do. You've heard about it.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what's been going on with the guys you fucked. Anything?
Tell us about the guys you're fucking.
Oh, I didn't. Well, I haven't had a guy that I fucked on in a while because what I found out is when you have a podcast called Guys We Fucked and you bring the guys that you fuck on, then other people want to fuck those guys and then it fucks you over. Yeah, thank you. One sensitive soul. Thank you. So I think after a fan of the show fucked, then married my ex-boyfriend, I was done interviewing the guys I fucked. And then it just became, you know, more of a fun yuck it up show for comedians. We changed it a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Now, you do this show with Christina Hutchinson.
I do, yes.
Who has also been on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real point to this.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I was, you know, it's always good to get drunk before you interview someone.
I just thought about this. When you started Guys We Fucked,
yeah.
Did you think that, like, what if this turns into, like, hundreds of episodes that you just have to keep, like, fucking more and more dudes? Like what were you thinking when you first did the first five?
Like, I can't believe you guys are applauding. I never even thought about that.
I didn't even think about it.
No. I mean, I started it because I got dumped by the former love of my life, and I was having a nervous breakdown, and that's how any good art starts, obviously. I wasn't like, how can I make this into a business plan? I was like, how can I stop crying?
It starts here and it ends here.
I was like, how can I get my hair to stop falling out and turn my tongue back to pink from gray? What's up?
Have you ever talked to Justin about his life, love life travails?
Justin and I are very close.
I know this.
The closest you can be without fucking.
Yeah. Or fucking sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because a lot of Justin's stories I find are eerily the same.
They're hilarious.
When it comes to his women. But I'm curious your take on why he can't find love.
You didn't tell me we were going to do this.
Justin, this is an intervention. Oh. I'm sorry. I brought along.
But why does he, like, there's love is not just romantic. Dogs love him.
Yeah, dogs love me, Dan.
So everybody knows Justin had a show on CBS called Dogs in the City.
Everyone knows.
It was such a great show. It got canceled, but I mean, it was a, no.
I'm having a blast.
It was a
show,
good show.
Justin.
All seven episodes were great.
They were great.
Yeah. And then the network said no. But Justin is one of the world's preeminent dog experts.
That's true.
Justin, why do you feel like you're able to have relationships with dogs, but not people?
I have great relationships with people.
Just not
as long as my relationships with the dogs, that's all.
Right. I mean, dogs are superior to people, so I don't think that's like a crazy thing to have better relationships with dogs. I also have better relationships with dogs.
But you can't sleep with the dogs, legally.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, that's actually not true, and I did a lot of research on exotic zoos recently.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, not for me, front row.
For a friend of mine who really needed to know.
No, you know why? I did it because Jared, the subway guy, that's what finally took him down, if you watch the documentary.
No, he fucked the dog?
No, but someone in his circle fucked an animal, and that's what finally got him down. It wasn't the fucking kids that took him down. It was his friend fucking an animal that took him down. And so then I went on this whole black hole where I looked up fucking animals, and it is wildly legal.
Wait, I have so many questions.
Make sure I got this straight.
When you...
Justin, the subway guy, no
Jared,
one was...
Jared!
Oh, Jared,
dude,
sorry.
Dude.
Jared. Freudian slip. Jared, the subway guy, nobody's on to him, but he has a friend who fucks animals.
Dude, that's insane. If you fucking skirt by in the shadows and walk through the raindrops as a pedophile, and then the fucking cameraman's like fucking animals, and that's what blows up your spot, they gotta get that fucking operation tight, man. They're a mess.
Wow.
Well, like, no, so they were on to him, but you know how, you know, the American legal systems works, there's only certain...
They're like, how hot were these kids?
Yeah.
Let's see if we're going to press charges.
Yeah. Well, wait, what time is it? I was wondering how long before we got the pedophilia. Oh, all right, there we go.
I think they knew that they only were like had proof of him fucking a kid in another country, so that didn't it didn't stand on U.S. soil. But then to confiscate all the computers and stuff, the guy who was heading the Jared Subway Foundation, they found like a photo of his, I think, then new wife like fucking a Great Dane or something, and they were like, "Gotcha!" You
That's
know?
A sexy dog,
right?
Like, yeah. If you were gonna
it
fuck
was the
a dog,
opposite of Scooby Doo. They found him. Scooby didn't find him, right? It was so cool.
If you were gonna fuck a dog, what kind of dog would you?
Great
fuck?
Dane, obviously.
Great Dane.
Yeah.
What about a Bull Mastiff? That sounds like a.
Not as flattering of a face. The face isn't as like taut.
Hey,
know?
Everybody! Today's show is sponsored by Cuervo. In case you haven't.
Cuervo, Cristalina, everybody. All right, speaking of Cuervo, we're going to play a little game here. We're going to do a little drinking game tonight. I want to test Corinne's drinking prowess here. So I've got three tequila drinks. They're all made with Cuervo Cristalina, of course, duh.
What is this test?
But, Corinne, you're going to have to guess what these drinks are. There's three of them, and they're common tequila cocktails. So now I'm going to ask, the audience... We're going to go first drink.
She's getting nervous. You're doing like
they're
a thing
all
where you
in
put your hand in your armpits.
They're all in nondescript glasses, so she can't tell. So we're going to do the first drink. Before we even get to that, who thinks she's going to get it right? All right, come on up here. Come on. No, we're going to do it. We're playing for shot. Who thinks she's going to get it wrong?
She has.
No, somebody. All right, this guy thinks. All right, get up here. Here we go. Right and wrong. Yes. What's your name?
Oh, this guy's
Victoria.
Got a fucking
Victoria
great credit
says
score.
Right,
holy
this guy.
Shit.
First, what's your name, buddy?
Jamie.
Jamie, why do you think Corinne's stupid? Because you think she's going to get it wrong. Why
I
do you
think
this?
I don't think knowing tequila makes you smart.
Turn yourself around.
I would guess research says it probably doesn't.
Wait. What does she have to do? She has to guess all three of these drinks right or wrong? Is that what's happening?
I've never been cognizant while drinking tequila, so if that affects how you guys are going to vote.
So let me make sure I have this right. She has to. You're going to give her three different drinks...
And okay, I don't even know what I'm doing, so you're asking me this. Yes. So, okay. Yes. So this is a tequila cocktail, and Corinne is going to sip it, and you're saying she's not going to know what it is, and you're saying she is, and whoever wins gets a shot of the Cuervo.
Cuervo.
So here we go.
Okay.
All right. What is it?
I was smelling it first. It has, like, lime in it. Well, this is a margarita, right?
Is it a margarita?
It has. Is it
Justin, drum roll, please. Drum roll.
I don't feel like you need that.
It's a margarita. Yeah. Shot glass.
This guy gets. She gets a shot. Wow, you're fucking talented, Corinne. You have a podcast. You're banging all these dudes. You know what margarita tastes like.
Well, you know what? It actually was a challenge because it's been so long since I've had a not frozen margarita.
Tell me your name again.
Victoria.
You're the winner. You want to say anything
to
the crowd?
Victoria, thanks for believing in women.
I believed in you.
You are a winner.
Thank you. Shot. Here it is. Let's see it.
Victoria. Yeah.
Next drink. Who thinks Corinne's going to get it correct? Wait, anybody?
Bad news is I can only think of one more tequila drink.
And who thinks she's not going to get it? That guy over there. Come on up here. All right. Okay. Sir, what's your name?
Rob.
Rob, you don't believe in her. You don't think she's going to be able to do it. Yeah. Rob doesn't believe in anyone. Oh, Rob. What's your name, madam?
Yes. Claire.
And Claire, you do believe in Corinne. Here we go. Corinne... Okay, I know what this is. All right.
What bottle did it come from?
Everything
it's
is made
this.
With the
it's
Cuervo Cristalino.
Oh, you're making it on stage. It's
No, they've been pre-made by Mikey, the bartender. Here we go.
Because I wanted to see the color, because that informs
it. Okay, here we go. Corinne's going in. Can you identify the elements in this drink?
Well, it's sweet. There's like a some kind of a... No.
Chug.
Unless you want to get high kicked in the face when I think I'm a rock cat, you don't want to do that.
Can we give an audience member a chance to guess it also?
All right. Yeah.
There's like a, it's like pink. There's like, but it's not grapefruit. It's like a passion fruit or something.
You're
have
like
the
their hero, so if you fail, look how invested they are.
Let's give it to our man here and see if he knows what it is. You want to try it? All right. What's your name, man? What's your
girlfriend's
name?
Gonna smack the shit out of
him. This is the clean side that I didn't drink out of. If you drink out of the other side.
This guy's a stud. Holy shit. Look at this. Look at this. He's ready to go. All
right. Right? It doesn't taste like grapefruit.
Hey, we're not in Bordeaux. Let's drink this thing, will you? There he is. He's like, nosing it.
It's like passion fruit.
You do upright rows? How do you get your shoulders like that?
You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
Oh, my man Rob wins over here. This is a tequila sunrise. Tequila sunrise.
I thought a tequila sunrise had orange juice in it.
All right, Rob.
No? Okay. I would like to say that I don't think that was made correctly. A tequila sunrise has orange juice and grenadine. That was not what the hell I tasted. It was a Paloma?
I may have mixed up the drinks. It could have happened.
Way to go, Dan. Way to go, Dan.
I was literally waiting for a tequila sunrise because that's the only other one I knew, and that was not bad.
I think they made it like 7 hours ago, so it could have been sitting.
Was it good? Did you like it?
No, I didn't like it. And I like orange juice, so I don't know. Like, there was something else in it. Did they replace
final drink.
Do you know what this
is?
I
think I know what it is.
That's not a good sign.
Why don't you sip it to make sure it is what it is? Is it what it is?
Yeah.
This is an unfair.
Okay.
It's missing
ice. You need ice?
It's missing one of the key elements.
You need ice?
We're gonna do it anyway. Who believes Claire can get this right?
Claire.
Not even
Claire.
My name.
Excuse me, Claire. Corinne. Who believes that she's gonna get it right?
That guy does.
You say yes. Come on up. Who thinks no? By the way, I don't know if you figured it out. You're both getting a shot anyway, so you can go in the back there. Come on up. Corinne, what is it that you're drinking right there? And hold on. What's your name?
Bathwater? Like?
Dylan.
Dylan believes in you.
Mm-mm.
And?
That's not what it is.
Gardner.
Gardner believes in you as well.
I don't know what that is. That's
it's the color of pink lemonade. This one tastes...
It's a Paloma, but I think maybe the grapefruit juice
rocket ship.
Went
it's
flat.
It's a Paloma. He's like, it's a Paloma, but we made it wrong. But you should have been able to know that.
Corinne Fisher, ladies and gentlemen, applaud the effort.
I had some people over recently, and the homemade drinks were a flowing. All my guests were like, "Dude, these are the best friggin' cocktails I've ever had. You're an amazing mixologist." And I was like, "Damn straight I am." What my guests didn't know was I was cheating a little bit. All right. Maybe more than a little bit. Of course, I use top shelf booze in the drinks. You gotta do that. But I wasn't juicing the limes or pureeing the prickly pears or grinding up the jalapenos that made my cocktails so fabulous. All I did was order up Fresh Victor. Fresh Victor is a line of all-natural, clean-label cocktail mixers that brings the magic of master mixologists into your home. They're the best mixers available on the market, hands down. All the ingredients are fair trade sourced. There's no artificial anything. The mixers are produced at a 100% solar powered juicing plant with absolutely no waste. And right now, Fresh Victor is offering a pretty juicy deal to my listeners. Simply go to freshvictor.com, fill up your shopping cart with a bunch of great mixers, and at checkout, enter promo code FVDAN20. That's F as in fresh, V as in Victor, Dan 20. Get 20% off your order. Now is the time to treat yourself to the very best mixers on the market. And that's Fresh Victor. All right, we got a couple other comedians we're going to bring up now, I believe.
Yep.
I do a segment on the show occasionally where we go out on location and we shoot the shit in bars with people that are on the show. And we call this segment Shooting the Shit in Bars.
Can
so Ryan Long, Colm Terrell, and Joe DeRosa... Possibly here. Anybody going to get him?
Yeah, here we are.
Well, here comes Ryan Long, everybody. Ryan Long, yeah.
Fellas.
Recently off the Tonight Show, Colm Terrell, everybody, yeah.
Colm.
I think Joe got mad and left. Hi, buddy. How are you? You want to go down the end?
All right.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Woo! Yeah. By the way, man, I don't know if anybody follows Ryan Long Comedy on Instagram. It's probably my favorite Instagram account, right?
Thank you, brother.
We shot his special right here.
Shot it right here?
We shot his special right here. He's got a great special.
How you been, man? What's going on?
We are hanging out. Look at you're packed out.
Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
I like it.
Give it up for yourselves for coming out. Come on,
yes.
Folks.
Yes.
Even with the writer's strike, huh?
Even with the writer's strike, I'm allowed to be here tonight, even though there's a writer's strike. So what's going on with you, man? What's happening? You just did a comedy special.
Just did that. I just got back from Philadelphia.
Oh, my town, yeah. Yes.
Why is everyone here from Philadelphia?
Because Dan's from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Grimy place, terrible. You didn't let me finish. Hellhole, disgusting people.
Can we get some glasses up here for Colm? He needs a drink, desperately. Yes.
Thank you.
Are you just going to have that one? Okay, there we go.
Wait, was someone drinking this, or did the ice melt?
No, no, no.
No, that's how they serve the glasses.
That's how they do it here.
The ice melted.
I like that everything's in a Moscow Mule cup.
If it's just ice, I'm not drinking it.
Here, just put some of this in there. You're right, fine with my hands. I think I wiped. All right. So, Ryan, you were saying.
I just got my margarita in the Moscow Mule cup.
Nice, yeah.
I thought they would applaud for
Wait,
that.
See if Ryan can tell
the rules.
Ryan.
Fuck the rules.
Ryan.
I told him what that one was already.
Listen.
Can you tell the difference between these three drinks?
Yeah, they're different colors.
No, I was saying, like, could you taste
this one randomly has Justin's cum in it, which I don't know if that's the joke that you're pulling here. Listen, I just got back from Philly. I don't drink this anymore.
You drink motor oil now.
Yeah, I drink motor oil in a cardboard cup. I take a tissue dispenser and then I tape it up with duct tape and then we pour in OE. He goes, oh my God. It's my stepdad all over again.
Colm Terrell, recently, I don't know if you saw him, on The Tonight Show, killed
it.
Killed it.
Everyone already knows. Everyone here knows I was on The Tonight Show, right? You guys saw it. You guys all saw it, right? Make some noise if you saw me on The Tonight Show. There's a lot of liars.
All right, so shooting the shit in bars, we actually have a subject I want to talk about here. It's very near and dear to me. TV theme songs, all right? Now, I'm a little bit older than...
Let's go!
All of you. Yeah, it's crazy. So...
Yeah.
Joe's there. Joe's there.
Joe. Oh, Joe, come on up, Joe.
He's mad. Joe's, like, upset or something.
No, he's... Joe...
Joe DeRosa, everybody.
So to kick off our...
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe DeRosa.
Joe DeRosa, everybody.
Hi, Joey.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hi.
Hi, Joey.
You know him. You love him. Hi, Joe.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing, huh?
Come on, give it up for Joe DeRosa.
Joe DeRosa.
Hi.
Star of Better Call Saul.
I think you're all right.
Or would you be a star of Better Call Saul? You're like what are you on the call sheet there? Like
actor on.
What am I on the call sheet? I'm down next to craft services.
Yeah.
Joe, you're fucking great on that show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Can I talk about the trauma that happened? Because I already talked about it earlier. Joe got robbed. Joe's house was burgled.
House?
Apartment?
House is a lofty term for what I live in. The fucking shoebox I paid.
No, you have a nice place,
$3,000
dude.
A month for in this fucking rat hole we all live in. Got burgled, yes.
Did they take a lot?
They took a lot, but you know what they took most?
What?
My dignity.
Oh, my God. How did they find that?
I don't know. I thought it was long gone.
They squeezed out of the rag.
Stole the microscope first.
Oh, damn.
Joe, what'd they fucking take?
Well, it's an open case, so I don't know if I'm allowed to discuss it, but
it's an open case.
You know, they took my computers. They took my computers, which had a lot of work on them. No, I didn't back them up.
10 strands of beautiful lady's hair.
Yeah.
He cuts the ends of his fingertips off so we can't get the prints.
Right. Damn.
That was a good reference.
My PS5, my Xbox Series X.
You know. My God.
My dead uncle's watch. That was nice. That was nice. A memento that they stole.
It's really traumatic for him because being a good friend, when I saw him upstairs, his back was turned to me, and I came up behind him and went, "Don't fucking move!" And He almost punched me.
I almost punched you because of that hair, dude, Dan. It had nothing to do with the robbing drama.
Dan's like a drunk Morrissey.
What are you talking about, man? I have hair.
You have great hair.
Yeah, look at you. None.
What's the game we're playing?
Do you guys have any favorite old TV theme songs? Because I queued up a bunch of them.
Well, I already called the A-team. I did the A-team.
That was the one I picked, I think, when we talked about it earlier, the A-team.
You did A-team?
What are we asking? What's the most iconic?
Yeah, that's fun.
Jefferson's?
What the fuck show is this?
Which brings me to, there's two kinds of theme songs. There's the ones with lyrics.
My dad, Uncle's watch.
Yeah. And then there's the ones with no lyrics.
Play the theme song of Michael Richards' show that he did after Seinfeld.
All right. Do you have a favorite theme song? Well, you're from Canada, so you wouldn't know anything, really.
It's the same TV.
We don't have TV in Canada.
We have TV up there.
It's not Philadelphia. Yeah. All right.
Canada, where you have to pee on each other for heat. It's their technology.
Has anything good come out of Canada that we would know?
Degrassi.
Alanis Morissette. Mike
What's
Myers.
The Degrassi? I know the Degrassi song is like started from the bottom. Now we're here.
So, Celine Dion. Celine Dion. Kidding me?
I know the Celine Dion. And I was kissed by a rose.
But I know what you... That's your voice when you sing?
We'll always love.
He's literally a professional
singer. He's a professional singer. Ryan's voice. He is.
Are you really a professional?
You don't need a good voice to be popular in singing.
He's in a famous band in Canada.
Ryan's no joke. Ryan's a drummer.
But isn't being a famous band in Canada like valedictorian
well,
in summer school?
Well, listen. Yeah. Listen. If you ever wanted to know how worthless being famous in Canada is, Ryan left fame in Canada to do open mics.
That is
in,
true.
Yeah. He did. America.
Yeah.
That's how worthless fame in Canada is. He'd rather do bar shows here in the States. Why don't you?
Yeah, rob him again. It's fine. I called off the second, but
why would you leave Canada to come for this?
By this, you mean this?
No, well,
I actually went to a fortune teller, and he's like, one day you will do the show of your life at the stand while everyone gets drunk and listens to theme songs from your youth. And I said, what the hell? Get me a ticket one way, please. What shows are these?
Hawaii 5-0.
What?
Am I right?
Hawaii 5-0. Everybody knows this, right?
All right. The best show is probably Have You Got Yourself a Gun?
Next topic, sort of the theme with Cuervo tonight was no phones on Cinco de Mayo. You want to put your phones away on Cinco de Mayo. So the thing I have, the question I have for comedians is, have you had like people like actually answer a phone during a show or do like taking pictures of you or doing something inappropriate with the phone? Justin?
Absolutely, but I'll say there's clubs that are so awesome that when you come in, they make you check your phone. You have to put them in a bag that they lock. I feel like you want a juicy story. Joe,
go ahead.
I forget
what the question was, Dan.
Yeah.
Phone stories.
Phone stories while you're performing.
Like, has anybody ever answered a phone during
your
show?
Like the call I might send to my manager right now to say, please get me into bigger things. the phone stories.
please stop saying the topic. It's killing us.
Phone stories, guys.
Phone stories.
I got to tell you, folks, these phones are wild, aren't they? Huh? They call them smartphones. I say, not so smartphones in my book. What are you asking? What hackneyed array of topics is this right now? We've gone from game show themes to phone stories.
All right, speaking of theme songs, you had a phone incident recently?
Well, my other topic, I know you're going to be... Here's the thing.
Hey, how about a topic regarding alcohol? That's your podcast, you dumb fuck.
No.
I feel like this phone thing's got legs, though.
He's not a fuck.
If you want to do a phone and alcohol story, how do you do drunk phone calls you've made that ruin your life? Well, let's anyone just help him.
Okay, go ahead. Go.
I mean, this is a wild, long game you're playing. Dan's like, I'm going to forge an alcohol podcast over the course of 5 years. So eventually I can bring it to the stage and talk about what I really want to talk about.
Phone stories.
Cell phones and TV theme songs. What are you doing? I would literally rather be talking to the man that burglarized me right now. I mean, this is so fucking insane. These are his notes. Bring Corinne out. Phones. He couldn't remember that.
The best The best thing is he goes, I don't think we'll get much further past that.
Bring out Corinne phones.
Phones.
Main topic.
Phones.
Phones. Fine.
Dan, I've Wait never seen a drinking podcast. This is the first drinking podcast that might turn into an intervention on the fly. You need help. You're lost, man. Something's wrong.
Wait, can I say a phone joke?
You've got a horror travel story. Please. You immigrated here from Ireland and had to do this podcast.
You know what? I've never been as homesick. These drunk idiots. I want to go back to Ireland.
You missed the days of civil war back home.
Let me do a joke about phones, all right? Do you want to hear a joke about phones?
Yes.
Yeah. People often ask me, they say, do you talk to your wife during sex? I said, yeah, if I can reach the phone. Because I'm cheating on the bitch, you know?
Phone jokes, phone jokes.
Phones.
How about this? I take all
that.
My
dick... That's all right, you get it. That's a little burner.
I got a phone joke that I take all my dick pics, flaccid dick, legs behind my head, Oakley sunglasses. So. What? Because I'm cheating on the bit.
Yeah! To piggyback on what Colm said.
No, travel stories. Okay, do you guys know how, like, at the airport, people will basically, like, molest you at TSA?
Yeah.
Well, anyways, like, but sometimes they go too far. Well, that's how I got fired from TSA.
Not bad.
Doing bits.
Can you
now
keep it on the topic of phones, please? Like, we got a theme going here, Ryan.
Worst first date.
Oh, I have horrendous first date.
Okay, there we go. Ooh, yes.
I have horrendous first dates. I was at a... This is a fucking horrendous one. I met this guy. I was waiting tables at this Mexican restaurant. Cuervo. At this Mexican restaurant, and this girl, like, picked me up there, and she started, like, she was, like, being very physical, like, grabbed my ass. And I was like, oh, she's... And I was in my 20s. So we go around the corner. I was like, all right, we'll go to, like, some bar around the corner. We go around the corner. She gets into, like, a screaming argument with the guy behind the bar, like, immediately. So then I'm like, all right, I'm going to, like, go to the bathroom. I'll get up, and then I'll just, like, we'll both get out of here. I get up. She's gone. And I'm like, I wonder where that chick went. She comes back. She bought flowers for the entire staff. Like, she was out of her fucking mind, right? But she was super hot. And I was in my 20s, so I'm like, we'll see how far we can go with this. She bought flowers for the entire staff because she felt bad that she, like, you know, upset somebody there. Then at the table, I'm like, all right, we'll sit down, relax, we'll have something to eat. Then at the table, she had a portfolio of, like, her from a child up until, like, current. I swear to God, Corinne, this is true. Of, like, all these pictures, and she, like, modeled at one point, and she was, like, going through her entire life story and asking, like, do I think she was more attractive then, or is she more attractive now? She ends up at my apartment because, you know, why wouldn't she?
I got there about 6 years and old. I was like, hey,
buddy, I swear to God, I slept with my fucking wallet in my pocket. She made me so nervous. I was like, dude, this is...
Yeah, but you're Jewish. You do that always.
That's true. Oh, I've got a million of these.
I have one here. I might have told this before. I went on a Tinder or whatever date years ago out here. Met this woman. She was great. And we're having an awesome time. And it was summer, so it was warm. And I had khaki shorts on, and I didn't have any underwear on.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. So I went to the bathroom, and we were going to go to another bar, and she said, I'll meet you out front.
This is a phone call I got while it was happening.
And I called him, and I went in the bathroom, and I was like, taking a pee and thinking about what an awesome date we're having and, like, where this is going to head. And while I was peeing, I was like, oh, I got a fart. And so as I'm peeing, I went, and I just went, it was like, and it was this moment when I went.
And your hair blew up into
Jesus
the
Christ.
Style it's in.
And no, and I looked down, I went, oh my God, right? It was like an explosion of diarrhea.
He shit
right?
himself on a date.
And I had khaki pants on, and I'm like, oh my God. It was all over my legs, in my shoes, the whole thing. And on cue, it was like a single bathroom. Guy starts banging on the door. I'm like, oh, hold on, I'm sick. And I take my pants off, and I throw them in the sink, and I'm like washing my, and I had to take my socks off, throw them in the trash, do the whole thing.
You came back out naked?
After 10 minutes, I go out with my soaking wet shorts, and I walk out to the front, and she goes, and I came up with this excuse in my head that I thought would work. I was going to say that the pipes exploded in
That's
the bathroom.
That was the first thing I was thinking.
And this is why I'm all wet. You're not going to believe what happened. The pipes exploded. So I walk out front, and I go, and she's standing there. She's like, Jesus, like, what happened? And she looks at me, and she goes, what took so long? And I'm about to do my thing. And I went, and she says, did you shit your pants?
Women are so perceptive.
No, this is the best. And I went, yeah. And she goes, hey, where you want to go next? And I was like,
Women.
And on that note, I want to thank everybody on the show. Give it up for Colm Terrell, everybody.
You're so welcome.
Not even supposed to be here, but thanks to the burglars, he's here. Joe DeRosa.
Special guest, Joe DeRosa.
If you have any donations, he's taking them upstairs. He needs all new furniture. And Justin Silver, ladies and gentlemen. The podcast is called Himbos. And Corinne Fisher.
Hi.
Guys, we fucked. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for trying to guess those drinks that we could not really figure out what they were.
No problem.
That was definitely not a Paloma, so I'll give you that.
Yeah, it also wasn't a tequila.
I don't know what it was. Yeah, they messed up. Shh, don't let him hear. And finally, everybody, Ryan Long.
I feel like we're all a family at this point, so thank you.
I gotta be honest, I feel like this was the most structured show I've ever done here, and I'm feeling good about it, even though it was a complete fucking mess, but I love it.
Brought to you by Sprint Mobile.
I'll see you in like 2 months. We'll do another one in 2 months, and next time I'll have some better subjects. But really, honestly, thank you guys for coming out. I know you got a lot of entertainment options here in New York City, and you chose to be here.
So that's,
your fucking problem. Take care. Have a good night.
Give it up for yourselves, folks. Give it up for yourselves.
The street, we get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.